I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, here's hoping you're well and safe. Considering the spread of novel coronavirus and its consequences, we at HD Smartcast have compiled a list of our most popular episodes about the pandemic from January till today. These have been covered by some of HT Media's most renowned journalists. This is to give you an idea of the trajectory of the illness and how it has affected multiple sectors of our daily lives till date, so that you can make better informed decisions about your future. Welcome to our exclusive podcast, HT Media COVID-19 Audio Coverage.
Hello everyone, I'm Lata Jha and a very warm welcome to the latest episode of our show, Business of Entertainment, your weekly dose of the financial performance of what's buzzing in the world of entertainment, at the movies, on TV and on streaming platforms around you. The closure of cinema halls across the country has meant no new film releases, at least till the end of this month. State governments of Delhi, Kerala, Karnataka, Odisha, Rajasthan, Telangana, parts of Maharashtra, and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir had closed down last week. Several others followed this week, with both Hindi and Hollywood films postponing their release dates indefinitely. Trade experts say the loss could be to the tune of 80 to 90 crore per week that operations remain suspended. Among the films that have postponed their release dates are Akshay Kumar's starrer Suryavanshi, Yash Raj Films' production Sandeep or Pinky Farrar, Eros International's Haathi Mere Saathi, and Ranveer Singh's starrer 83. Now, there is no real clarity on when film theatres will actually open, but there is some sense on the fact that it could be more than a month before things limp back to normalcy. Even if films do start playing by April, it'll take filmmakers at least 3 weeks to create some conversation and buzz around their films for them to come to theatres by May. And even then, there is likely to be some fear among people to step into crowds, and they could avoid film theatres at least in the short term. The biggest casualties of the corona crisis have been comedy drama Angrezi Medium, that made about 9.35 crore within 1 week, and Tiger Shroff starrer Baghi 3 that made 92 crore in 2 weeks. Now, there is some talk about Angrezi Medium seeing a re-release post the corona crisis, but it is hard to say if the film will find takers in the spate of offerings that audiences will have to choose from then. The COVID-19 pandemic may have kept countries on edge, but video streaming platforms have made the most of this rise in viewership as people stay indoors. As film theatres shut down and eating out becomes a non-option due to social distancing requirements, a lot of people are turning to these video-on-demand devices that provide entertainment at the click of a button. Some of these services say they have seen a spike in viewership by nearly 20% since the beginning of March, and anticipate further rise as people continue to stay indoors. They have also lined up a spate of offerings, including movies and originals, to lure customers in these grim times. Netflix has come out with She, a crime drama created and written by Imtiaz Ali, along with Self-Made, inspired by the life of Madam C.J. Walker, starring Octavia Spencer. Next week, it is bringing out an original Netflix film called Maska, starring Manisha Koirala and Preet Kamani. Meanwhile, Amazon Prime Video has brought out the second season of its comedy drama, Pushpavali, along with relatively relatable, a stand-up special with Naveen Richard. Hotstar is out with its original special ops, while Hangama will screen Hollywood films like Knives Out and Bombshell on its service soon. That's all we have as far as entertainment goes this week. We will be back next week with more news and context on all that's fun and entertaining in hopefully better times. Stay safe and thank you for tuning in.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.